Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Aguacerito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian voodoo cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. Welcome to another Tea Limia episode on the Aguacerito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. For those that are new to the show, Tea Limia episodes are bonus clips that we add to the season, and they were designed to really laser focus in on a particular topic. And the word tilimye means little light in Haitian Creole, which is similar to saying the phrase, let me shed some light. In today's tilimye, I want to talk about the concept of what we call règlement. You may have noticed that I say this word from time to time throughout the various different episodes throughout the season. And as we've spent most of this first season of the show focused on giving you what I call a grounding, right? A foundational understanding of Haitian voodoo as a faith tradition, I think it's important to talk and deep dive specifically into this concept. And, you know, if I take a zoom back out, like, we've talked about a number of different concepts within Haitian voodoo from an epistemologic perspective. And when I think about epistemology, it's the concept of, you know, how do I know what I know? And a lot of the perspectives I share is not only a combination of research, but it's also from my own personal upbringing as a Vodouisa. I was born and raised in this faith. And so I just want to ground a couple, because these are key pillars in terms of understanding Haitian Vodou cosmology. So a couple of tilimias back, I talked about being Fraguine. And Fraguine is really about the individual identity. It's about the spiritual authenticity that an individual inhabits. And that identity traces its roots back to Africa. So when an individual says that they are Fraguine, that implies that that person is a Vodouisa practicing the faith from an African-centric ethical perspective. So that is important when we think about Reglema. A couple tilimias back as well, I talked about this concept of honor and respect. And honor and respect is really thinking about how are we individually behaving in terms of our conduct and our etiquette. In other words, how are we as Vodou practitioners interacting within Vodou spaces? How are we, you know, really adhering and focusing on our relationships with the spirits, with nature, with the community around us? So Fraguine is kind of my individual identity. Honor and respect really speaks to my interactions, right? Thinking about how Vodou is all about relationality, it speaks about that specific lens. Whereas when I speak about Reglema is the structured rules and practices of Vodou. And I spent some time talking about the Vodou cosmology. If you want to check out the episode where I talk about African cosmology and Haitian Vodou cosmology, I spent some time talking about this idea of Vodou being a decentralized practice, yet being centrally governed at a local level. So there is a locality component to Haitian Vodou. All of these concepts are essentially interconnected yet distinct in their importance within Haitian Vodou. So I wanted to just kind of ground that, because we've done a couple of tilimias just kind of talking about different perspectives. And I really wanted to just take this and connect all of the dots when it comes to these foundational philosophies within the Vodou cosmology. Samuel Laguerre writes an interesting perspective when it comes to Reglema that I wanted to read to you all. So he shares, the Vodou liturgic structure is based on a uniform principle called Reglema. The Reglema to the initiate might incorporate deeper aspect understanding and taboos derived from them, but summarizes itself to the non-initiate as a divine blueprint upon which different groups of divinities, known as nations within Haitian Vodou, a derivative of the French word nation, are saluted in a precise, orderly fashion. And so when we think about this idea of Reglema, as Samuel Laguerre shares in that snippet, Reglema is a foundational concept that essentially, again, refers to the structured set of protocols, the structured set of traditions, the spiritual laws that essentially governs the practice in general. And it is this sacred discipline that is really set forth at the local level, either within a specific laku, a family lineage, or a societe, that ensures the proper functioning of not only ceremonies, but also work with spirits, the relationships that people have between humans and their specific spirit. So for me, when I think about Reglema, I sort of think of Reglema as sort of like the local constitution. Think about the constitution, at least from a U.S.-centric perspective. It is a document that kind of lays out the ground rules of how individuals work together and what that looks like overall in a specific, orderly, structured fashion. I think of Reglema kind of in that similar way, because it provides a framework and the discipline necessary for the correct practices of voodoo at a local level. But what's really interesting about Gleglema is that it is not it's not binary. It's not, you know, flexible or strict, right? Or rigid. It's not just about rules in a rigid sense. But what it does, Gleglema provides, I call it the ancestral blueprint, right? It provides you a roadmap that aligns with you as a practitioner from a cosmic order perspective. So it allows you to align to your lineage, and it encompasses a combination of oral traditions. It encompasses rites, procedures, ethical behavior, just everything you would need. Think of, again, like that blueprint, that alignment, serving the spirits, being a practitioner within Haitian voodoo. One of the main goals is constantly seeking balance and order and harmony. That is a fundamental principle within voodoo. And being able to understand and learn and adhere to the règlement of your family or of your société is critically important. So there are a couple of, if I kind of break this down, there's a couple of key aspects of règlement that I wanna talk about. So when we think about règlement, if we think about that from a ceremony perspective, you know, it's really about what is the specific order. So voodoo ceremonies typically follow a precise order, whether it's from the time of preparation for a specific, let's say, ceremony or a ritual, to the actual opening prayers, to the closing prayers, to the specific dances, to the ritual dances, to the salutes, to the offerings, how the offerings are shared, what specific sacred songs are sung. All of these elements must align with the specific spirits being served specifically in that moment, and even the progression of a ceremony from one to the next, it must adhere to a particular tradition. And I go back to that. You know, overall, Vodouisans may see from laku to laku, there will be certain pillars, right? Certain elements that are similar from laku to laku. There will sometimes be nuances that's interwoven throughout those pillars and the specific sequence of how things are done, depending on, again, the lineage and the société. So that's important, right? Is understanding that règlement really adheres to the blueprint of how rituals are to be done. Règlement also adheres to what I call the lineage. I call this the lineage rules of engagement. And so when I say lineage rules of engagement, what do I mean? Thinking about Haitian voodoo, it is traditionally passed down orally. And in most cases, when information is passed down orally, it's through initiatory lineages. Think of, like I said, the laku or société. But some individuals learn their règlement. It is passed down spiritually, through visions, through dreams, through channeled messages from the spirits. The reason that this is important is because it allows the wisdom of the ancestors of a specific lineage to remain intact and not be distorted. And so, you know, one of the goals, I talked about a couple of different goals of a Vodouisan, right? And from a règlement perspective, every Vodouisan practitioner must take the time to learn the ways of their particular lineage. Because again, different houses, different lakus, societes, lineages do things sometimes differently. And I always say, if an individual is interested in learning more about their own lineage's règlement when it comes to Haitian voodoo as a faith tradition, they should, you know, seek out an elder within their family, seek out a société, or if they're still trying to figure out their path, or they're not connected to anyone within their family, that individual may decide to go and speak with their ancestors, right? Pray to ancestors, pray to their laws, the laws that walked with them, to show them the path of their lineage's règlement. That is really, really important. Règlement is about ritual order and structure. It's about lineage rules of engagement. It's also about the relationships between humans and spirits. You know, serving the laws is not about personal desire, but it's really about how do we maintain balance. And again, what we call reciprocity. I continue to say this word over and over, and you're gonna hear this word a lot throughout this podcast. I'll just let you know that, because part of the règlement of the relationship is that there is a give and take, right? There is a mutual beneficiary relationship. One offers, you know, specific prayers, offerings to their laws. They follow the specific behaviors that are required by different laws. And each law has their own protocol, right? Each law has how they want to be served, how they want to be called, the name they want to be called, down to their specific colors, the specific drinks they like how they like to be honored, what days, what years. All of that needs to be strictly followed. And having that relationship and understanding the règlement of your specific spirits is equally as important. So knowing who the spirits are and who walks with you, but then how to serve them according to your lineage. When we think about règlement, we also think about ethical conduct. And this kind of ties back into this idea or concept of honor and respect. One's conduct is not just when you are in a ceremony or when a specific ritual as a Vodouisa. It's also what is your conduct outside of Vodou life. So, you know, you'll hear this again throughout this podcast. Vodou is a way of life. It is not just something you do on one specific day and then you have a completely different behavior, completely different perspectives on other days. Like, it has to be all interconnected. And so practitioners must respect spirits, they must respect elders, they must have deference and respect to their community members. And when we say if you're breaking règlement through non-ethical conduct by either acting disrespectfully towards the spirits, the elders, or community members, by mishandling ceremonies or being reckless, or engaging in unethical practices can lead to spiritual consequences. And so an individual, it's one of those things. It's like, if you know, you know, right? If you know better, you got to do better. And that is important because règlement, you know, helps each Vodouisa adhere and be accountable, right, for their own actions. Règlement also, just as kind of one last lens and way to look at règlement, is that it also reflects the unseen spiritual laws that govern balance between the earth realm and the spiritual realm. So the way that spirits move, the laws move, how they communicate, how energy flows in a Vodou space is all governed by divine order. So it's much bigger than just what's happening on the earthly realm. Règlement has an impact on the spiritual realm. And remember, Vodou is all about adhering to balance and order. So if an individual is acting in any way that disrupts this order, whether it's through ignorance or disrespect, so whether if you know or you don't know, this can lead to disharmony and that can also lead to spiritual consequences. So it's important to understand that règlement is something that is very, very serious. It has tremendous importance to people adhering to it, especially as a Vodouisa. And as an individual learning about Vodou and learning about this faith tradition, taking the time to understand what that looks like for you on a local level is really, really, really important. And, you know, just as kind of some last thoughts, you know, règlement is a living and breathing tradition. So remember, a lot of Vodou over time, you know, Vodou has endured and survived many spiritual persecutions as a faith tradition. And so because of that, règlement has, you know, the règlement of the faith, again, at a local level, adapts to different social and historical contexts while still maintaining its core integrity. I say that for, I'm going to give a really, really interesting example of règlement and how there's sometimes nuances depending on locality, right? So for example, this is just a really quick example. In Haiti, and some of the Lakos that I know, when they are lighting their spirits, they typically light them with a tool that's called a bougie. And a bougie is a candle, but it's kind of handmade. It's typically it's like it looks like a long like straw, but it's made of wax, and it's lit, you know. And that's a way that many lakus, many communities, when they think about lighting to the laws, they will use a bougie, right? And there's different colors of bougies, different types of shapes, etc. Okay. In Haiti, in certain areas, they would never in a million years think to light a glass candle. So if you think about Reglement or within the U.S. or individuals that may serve the spirits in the U.S. using what's called the 3-day or the 7-day kind of glass candles, the candles you find at like a Botanica, that is what we have. That we don't really have kind of the same use of like the bougie. While some individuals still use bougies, but because of kind of, you know, the U.S. is a very different environment than Haiti. We have to think about like fire regulation. We get, you know, it's just a very different environment. So where an individual, their laws might accept them to use those glass candles in the U.S. may not have been acceptable in Haiti. It could have been the same laku, but because of the circumstances, there was an adjustment. But what happens is that regardless of whether it's a bougie or a 7-day glass candle, the color is the color, right? So we're still going to use the same color for a specific law. Just how that the candle is used and how it's presented may look different. And I think that that's a very nuanced example, but it is an example of how reglement is also a living tradition. And it fits this idea that Vodou cosmology is a flexible spiritual framework. So the ability for reglement to be a living, breathing tradition that adapts to different social and historical context while maintaining its core is a really important concept to hone in on. Okay. So in closing, reglement is a sacred framework of Haitian Vodou, and it ensures that there is spiritual, communal, and cosmic balance. Reglement is a reflection of our ancestors' wisdom. It's a reflection of an ethical guideline that we must adhere to. And it's a mean of maintaining order between the earthly realm and the spiritual realm. To follow the reglement of your lineage or your laku is to honor the spirits. It's to honor the ancestors and honor the interconnected forces that sustain life on our earthly realm. That is today's Tea Lumière episode. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Sarikito podcast.
Hi, Bobo.
Hi, Bobo.
Agasu no lele, lele, wanko. Agasu no lele, lele, wanko. Agasu no lele.
Agasu do lele, lele wanko.
Thank you for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.